This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran and China signed what state television called a 25-year strategic cooperation pact on Saturday as the U.S. rivals move closer together. The pact, which was first proposed in January of 2016, forms part of Beijing's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative, a plan to fund infrastructure projects and increase its sway overseas that has been a flagship project for Chinese President Xi Jinping. At least 19 people across Myanmar were shot dead by security forces Saturday, according to emergency workers and witnesses, as the junta celebrates Armed Forces Day with a military parade. AFP confirmed that 9 died in the central Mandalay region, 3 in northern Shan State, 1 in the ancient city of Bagan, and 6 in Myanmar's commercial hub Yangon. Local media puts the toll far higher. The head of the World Health Organization is urging the global community to donate COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries, citing the urgent need for 10 million doses for a WHO-backed vaccine distribution program. The COVAX program aims to provide equitable access to vaccines worldwide. The WHO appeal comes after India, a key supplier to the agency's COVAX vaccine sharing program, said it was prioritizing local needs. Meanwhile, at the United Nations in New York, 181 nations signed onto a political declaration that calls for COVID-19 vaccinations to be treated as a global public good, ensuring affordable, equitable, and fair access to vaccines for all. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea is threatening a further military buildup Saturday in response to U.S. President Joe Biden's condemnation of this week's missile launches, a weapons test that marked Pyongyang's first substantive provocation since the U.S. president took office. The nuclear-armed North has a long history of using weapons tests to ramp up tensions. Egypt buries the dead today from a passenger train collision that killed at least 32 passengers and injured more than 160 as the government begins an investigation into the deadly rail crash in the country's south. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi pledged tough punishment for those responsible for the crash. The company that owns the giant container ship stuck sideways across the Suez Canal says an attempt will be made to refloat the vessel by taking advantage of tidal movements later Saturday. The Ever Given got wedged Tuesday in a single-lane stretch of the canal about 6 kilometers north of the southern entrance. The company says 10 tugboats were deployed and workers were dredging the banks and seafloor near the vessel's bow to try to get it afloat again as the high tide starts to go out. Hundreds of people demonstrated outside a key mosque in the Bangladesh capital Saturday as the country braces for violence a day after deadly protests by hardline Islamists against a visit by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The clashes, which began Friday at the main mosque in the capital Dhaka, spread to several key districts in the Muslim-majority nation of 168 million, leaving 5 people dead and scores injured. NASA has given Earth the all-clear for the next century from a particularly menacing asteroid. The space agency says new telescope observations have ruled out any chance of Apophis hitting Earth in 2068. That's the same 340-meter space rock that was supposed to come frighteningly close in 2029 and again in 2036. NASA ruled out any chance of a strike during those two close approaches a while ago, but a potential 2068 collision still loomed. First detected in 2004, Apophis is now officially off NASA's asteroid risk list. And local authorities say 5 people died and more than 20 were wounded Saturday as a building collapsed in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. For more on these and others, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.